This is Dr. Schumacher. They're obtaining an initial history and physical on Robert Callahan, C-A-L-L-A-H-A-N, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Isn't that down just a little bit, Beth? I got a patient profile. Mr. Callahan is 29 and recently moved into Burnett's AFC. We have chief complaint. He has significant mental disability and also history of seizures, period. New paragraph, history class notice. Mr. Callahan was here at Burnett since April 11th, 2012, 2022, period. This was about 9 days, period. He was living with his mother, and he wanted to be away from his mother and a little more independent, but he is in an AFC, which is at the assisted living level of care, period. He has a history of seizures, period. He has had no severe seizures since, or in the past 4 years, period. However, from time to time, he acts like he's, quote, out of it at home. It's unclear whether there was a seizure, period. He graduated from Elmer Knopf School, which is apparently special education, period. He is oriented, but he is slow to answer and is very, has poverty of speech, period. He sees Dr. Sabah from the neurologic standpoint, period. He also sees psychiatry. In fact, saw his nurse practitioner, Candace Andrews, at DHS, period. There was no major changes in meds, period. He does have a history of depression on Lexapro, period. New paragraph. He denies any major acute symptoms, period. Mm-hmm. He doesn't seem content here and is looking either to go back home or to a different place, period. He denies any head injury or any associated headaches or fainting, period. He denies other associated neurologic symptoms such as paresthesia, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, eye no complaints, TNT no complaints, respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or other symptoms, GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding, cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations, GU, no dysuria or other complaints, musculoskeletal, denies significant pain, period. He has valgus deformity of the right foot, period. New paragraph, heme, no bruising or bleeding, new paragraph, endocrine, no known diabetes, no polyuria or polydipsia, no thyroid symptoms, skin, no rash, rich. New paragraph, past history, seizure disorder, anxiety, depression, intellectual disability, and right forearm surgery to an ulnar fracture. About 3 years ago. New paragraph, family history. His mother is alive and well, period. His father has diabetes mellitus. His grandmother recently passed away. He couldn't tell me what from. New paragraph, social history. No smoking, ethanol abuse. New paragraph, medications. Methosamide, 200 milligrams BID, Rexulti, 3 milligrams nightly, vitamin E, 400 units daily, escitalopram, 20 milligrams daily. Clobazam, I think it's C-L-O-B-A-Z-O-M, 10 milligrams daily. New paragraph examination, he's not acutely distressed or ill, appearing, he's got poverty of speech, blood pressure 132 over 84, pulse 80, respiratory rate 16, O2 saturation 98%. Head and neck exam is unremarkable. Pupils are going to react to light. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Extraoculus normal. Oral mucosa normal. Ears normal inspection. Neck has no nodes, no mass, no palpable thyromegaly. Comparing lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, so as 2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema. Abdomen soft, non tender, no organomegaly. CNS, cranial nerves normal, sensation intact. New paragraph, musculoskeletal, shoulder range of motion is normal. No acute joint inflammation or effusion, period. He has a valgus deformity of the right foot that does not hinder ambulation. Knees are unremarkable. New paragraph, skin is intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions. New paragraph, mental status. His affect seemed to be a bit flat, and he was slow to answer, period. However, his oriented, period. In orientation of time, he did know the date, day, year, month, and season, period. In orientation of place, he knew the place, city, state, for, but not the county, period. In paragraph assessment of plan, one, Mr. Callahan has seizure disorder, and I'll continue lacosamide, 200 milligrams PID. Two, he has depression, and I'll continue Lexapro, 20 milligrams daily. Three, he has mental intellectual disability, and he sees psychiatry, period. They have him on the Rexulti, 3 milligrams nightly, period. I'll follow him at Burnett's, and I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. Oh, end of dictation.